Operation Lone Star raising border security to stop historic influx. Texas border business. Austin, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard are continuing to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 457,500 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 34,400 criminal arrests, with more than 31,300 felony charges reported. In the fight against fentanyl, Texas law enforcement has seized over 429 million lethal doses of fentanyl during this border mission. Texas has also bussed over 11,900 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 14,900 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 8,700 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 3,000 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 1,600 migrants to Denver since May 18, over 610 migrants to Los Angeles since June 14. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps created by the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to President Joe Biden's open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott deploys more buses to border amid migrant surge. Governor Abbott today announced that he has directed the Texas Division of Emergency Management, TDEM, to deploy additional buses to Eagle Pass and El Paso to assist these border communities overwhelmed and overrun by President Biden's border crisis. President Biden's continued refusal to secure our border invites thousands of illegal crossings into Texas and our nation each day, said Governor Abbott. Texas communities like Eagle Pass and El Paso should not have to shoulder the unprecedented surge of illegal immigration caused by President Biden's reckless open border policies. The buses in El Paso and Eagle Pass are being activated in addition to the ongoing state bus operations in Brownsville, Del Rio, Laredo, and McAllen. Read more about Texas's deployment of additional buses. Watch. Governor Abbott says President impedes Texas's border security efforts. Governor Abbott spoke with Fox News' Sean Hannity last night and explained how hypocritical sanctuary city leaders continue to complain about having to shelter a small number of migrants compared to what Texas deals with each day. Not only is Texas on the front lines of the fallout from President Biden's disastrous open border policies, but the Biden administration continues to block any effort Texas deploys to secure the border and keep Texans safe. We have a president who is an obstructionist to Texas, which is trying to do our best to impede the flow of illegal immigrants by us building our own border wall, by us putting up these razor wire barriers and not allowing people to pass, by deploying the National Guard to make sure we repel migrants who are trying to get into the country, said Governor Abbott. And what do we have? We have Joe Biden interfering with my efforts to secure the border. I've never seen a president flout the laws of the United States as much as Joe Biden, and I've never seen someone like that obstruct a governor who is actually trying to limit illegal immigration into our country. Governor Abbott. Texas will not stand for President Biden opening the border. After the Biden administration cut razor wire in Eagle Pass installed by the state of Texas to deter illegal border crossings, Governor Abbott deployed more Texas National Guard soldiers to install more wire to repel illegal immigrants and respond to the recent surge. Governor Abbott, DPS stops criminals, migrants trying to evade law enforcement. This week, Governor Abbott highlighted how President Biden's open border policies continue to encourage illegal immigration and transnational criminal activity, with Mexican drug cartels and human smugglers taking full advantage of the chaos caused by the Biden administration. As part of Operation Lone Star, DPS troopers work around the clock to apprehend dangerous criminals and stop illegal immigrants attempting to evade law enforcement. Watch. DPS Lieutenant Olivares discusses DPS response migrant surge in Eagle Pass. DPS Lieutenant Chris Olivares joined News Nation this week to discuss the unprecedented influx of illegal immigrants in Eagle Pass and how DPS is stepping up to respond and make arrests. Following the end of Title 42 in May, DPS troopers took control of the city's Shelby Park by installing razor wire along the riverbank and deploying additional boots on the ground to stem the flow of illegal immigration into the area. However, last month the Eagle Pass City Council rescinded DPS authority to make arrests for state violations at the park before reinstating that policy this week. These past couple of days, you see a massive influx of illegal immigrants coming across, because without those tools to take enforcement action, there are no deterrent measures in place to prevent illegal border crossings, said Lieutenant Olivares. Most recently, the mayor of Eagle Pass did authorize the Texas Department of Public Safety to regain control of Shelby Park. So this morning, we will have additional state troopers and National Guard, and we will start making arrests for state violations, whether it be criminal mischief or criminal trespass. Watch. Lieutenant Olivares refutes Biden administration claims that border is secure. With a surge of illegal border crossings that reached 10,000 in one day this week along the U.S.-Mexico border, Lieutenant Olivares joined Fox News yesterday to push back on claims by the Biden administration that the border is not open. Lieutenant Olivares pointed out that President Biden has not put any deterrent measures or meaningful policy in place to stop the unprecedented influx of illegal immigration into our nation. What's significant to us as a state is most recently the mayor of Eagle Pass authorized our state troopers to regain control of that park in Eagle Pass, and that's what we're doing, said Lieutenant Olivares. We have a sustained presence of law enforcement, from state troopers to National Guard, that are at that park right now. We're going to start making arrests today for anyone who violates state crime, whether they cross the concertina wire or damage property around the river. That, in itself, will send a message that the state of Texas will have deterrent measures in place. If you commit a state crime, you will be arrested. Watch. DPS trooper discovers 18 illegal immigrants from Mexico in trailer. A DPS trooper discovered 18 illegal immigrants inside a trailer in Webb County. The trooper stopped the driver of a semi-truck on SL-120 and discovered the illegal immigrants from Mexico inside the trailer. All were referred to Border Patrol. The driver from Catula was arrested and charged with smuggling of persons. Watch. DPS arrests human smuggler with 6 illegal immigrants in truck. An Austin man is charged with smuggling of persons after DPS troopers found 6 illegal immigrants in his truck during a traffic stop in Kinney County. The trooper located 3 in the back seat and 3 more in the truck's bed. The driver, who was arrested, admitted to being paid $1,800 per person to smuggle them. The 6 illegal immigrants were referred to Border Patrol. Watch. Texas National Guard deploys to El Paso to stem illegal crossings. Additional Texas National Guard soldiers deployed to El Paso this week via C-130J Hercules to prevent a large illegal migration event. The Texas National Guard works nonstop to deter and repel illegal border crossings from Mexico to the U.S. and stop drug trafficking operations. DPS stops human smuggling attempt, finds 49 illegal immigrants in trailer. DPS special agents from the Criminal Investigations Division thwarted a human smuggling attempt in Laredo and recovered 49 illegal immigrants from inside a poorly ventilated and locked commercial trailer. Special agents discovered 44 males and 5 females from Guatemala, Mexico, and Honduras.